A 40-page Education Review Office report out today shows the COVID pandemic is taking an increasingly heavy toll on teachers and pupils. The findings are based on a survey of thousands of teachers and students over the past year, as well as one-to-one interviews with 27 school leaders. Melanie Weber, President of the New Zealand Post-Primary Teachers Association, is with us. Kia ora.
Morning.
Having read the report, what is your biggest takeaway from it?
Oh, it was really, and although it's terrible, it was really affirming to be seen in that and to realise that this is something that is actually happening for teachers. And it's concerning. I mean, we know lockdown's been hard on everyone. The pandemic has been hard on everyone. But for teachers having to work throughout it, that concern that they have about their students, but also the loss of the good bits of your job when you're doing it, it has been really tough. And just really concerned about the ongoing impact that there's going to be on finding teachers. It looks like we're already struggling to find teachers. There were teacher shortages before we went into this. And it's getting worse because we actually do need more teachers available when we have this pandemic going on.
Well, and that's the thing. It's not over yet. So what does this tell us about the future when we've got only 32% of teachers and 19% of principals saying that their workload is manageable, and it's quite a sizable drop?
It's a significant drop. And to be clear, workload has been an issue for teachers for a number of years, and it's something we've been talking about a lot, but it has got significantly worse. The bit that really concerned me in there was that we've got 17% of schools unable to fill vacant positions, which is twice as many in low decile schools. We need to do some significant work around encouraging people to become teachers, but also seriously grappling with those workload issues. Sometimes you get these very dismissive responses when you say, the workload is out of control in teaching. And I've had people say, well, everyone feels that they're too busy. I think what we're seeing in this report very clearly is that this really is a particular problem for teachers. The bit that concerned me was when they were talking about that job satisfaction, with 57% of teachers satisfied with their life compared to 86% of the general population, according to a Stats New Zealand research. And that's a worry. Because teaching should be a lovely job, and stuff is happening that is stopping it being that.
And I guess for many teachers, it is the sort of profession you go into because it is a vocation. The situation here, though, I was intrigued that in lower decile schools, they were twice as likely to report behaviour that was better than expected. What do you think is behind that?
I don't know what's behind that. I genuinely don't know why that is. I mean, it could be that you've had, I'd like to think that it's students have got to spend more time with their parents. And that's really good for kids. We know that. I worry about how little time students get to spend with their parents sometimes, and particularly in lower decile households where everyone is always out working. If by some means during parts of the pandemic they have been able to have more time at home, that could have a positive impact.
Across the population, who is feeling this the most? Where is this hitting the hardest?
Oh, it's hitting the youngest teachers the hardest, and that's one of those real concerns. So we're seeing younger teachers are experiencing these things at a significantly higher rate than older teachers, and we need those teachers to stay in the system to become our older teachers. So if we're burning out those under 35s, that means we're looking at much, much more teacher shortages as we go forward. And it's a real worry because we do have increasing role growth at the moment in secondary schools. That has slowed slightly with the loss of with immigration coming down, but we still have that rising role. We actually need more teachers in the moment, not less. So we have to look at ways that we can make sure that teaching becomes a more manageable job, because it should be a manageable job, and there are so many things that are great about teaching, but at the moment there are things that are getting in the way of that. And I think that's probably the larger class sizes. I find it interesting with those online, when we look at that shift to online, research suggests for online teaching to work really well, you actually need class sizes under 20, like more about 18. Well, no teachers have class sizes that size in secondary. You're looking at, you know, more like 26, you know, between 26 and if you're lucky, 30, and if you're unlucky, 35 still I hear occasionally in some school. Trying to differentiate to that is well nigh impossible. Delivering online learning at the same time you're delivering on-site learning is very, very difficult. It's actually impossible. And those are things we're going to need to grapple with, but they will need more teaching, teachers, and they will need more funding.
Appreciate your time this morning. That is Melanie Weber, President of the New Zealand Post-Primary Teachers Association.